President Trump bans tax dollars for child mutilation and chemical castration. Written and recorded by David E. Smith. While we will continue to advocate to completely outlaw all transgender medical experimentation on minor children, we are grateful to read President Donald Trump's executive order banning the use of federal tax dollars in the medical child abuse of transgender quote-unquote treatments for anyone under 19 years old. Like his other recent executive orders, this one does not mince words. Section 1 clearly states,
across the country today, medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children under the radical and false claim that adults can change a child's sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions. This dangerous trend will be a stain on our nation's history, and it must end. Countless children soon regret that they have been mutilated and begin to grasp the horrifying tragedy that they will never be able to conceive children of their own or nurture their children through breastfeeding. Moreover, these vulnerable youth's medical bills may rise throughout their lifetimes, as they are often trapped with lifelong medical complications, a losing war with their own bodies, and tragically, sterilization. Accordingly, it is the policy of the United States that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another, and it will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures.
There is no moral ambiguity here. It is an outright condemnation of medical child abuse under the guise of, quote, gender-affirming care for youth, end quote. We cannot overemphasize the significance of this action. The order clarifies that the federal government is against these transition procedures and supports state laws barring them. To reiterate, the order reads, quote, "It is the policy of the United States that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another." End quote. It adds that it will, quote, "rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures," end quote. This is a major pro-family win for those of us who have been fighting to protect children from these often permanent procedures. We know intuitively that gender confusion is a phase that most children grow out of. This is reinforced by the DSM-5, which reported that as many as 98% of gender-confused boys and 88% of gender-confused girls accept their biological sex after naturally passing through puberty. This is reaffirmed by a study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. It is also backed up by another study conducted in the Netherlands, which tracked over 2,700 children from age 11 to their mid-20s. They reported that by the age of 25, only about 4% of those who initially expressed, quote, "gender non-contentedness," end quote, were still discontent with their gender. This suggests that around 96% of these children accepted their biological sex by adulthood. This common sense executive order is designed to support the states that are pushing back against the body mutilation industry and cut the federal funding used to promote it. For context, the Biden administration argued against a Tennessee law banning gender-affirming abuse for youth just last month. The Trump administration is now expected to drop these efforts. The order calls for the Secretary of Health and Human Services to take all appropriate actions to stop this medical abuse. It would also withdraw the HHS guidance on gender-affirming care issued in March 2022 under Biden. At the time of the writing of this article, it remains to be seen if nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be confirmed as HHS Secretary by the U.S. Senate for this role in the Trump cabinet. The order authorizes the HHS secretary to use policies and programs, including Medicare and Medicaid, to enforce the order. Medicaid programs are state-administered, but depend on federal funding. It is also interesting to note that the order singled out the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, saying it lacks scientific integrity, an assessment which we wholeheartedly agree. Any policies and guidance that use this organization's data are to be rescinded, according to Section 3. Trump's order would also block federal funding to any medical schools and hospitals that offer transgender treatments for youth. We are further encouraged that the order calls for the Department of Justice to go after so-called sanctuary states that provide safe havens for, quote, child abusive practices, end quote, while penalizing parents who protect their children from such barbaric practices, stating in Section 9E that federal law should
prioritize investigations and take appropriate action to end child abusive practices by so-called sanctuary states that facilitate stripping custody from parents who support the healthy development of their own children, including by considering the application of the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act and recognized constitutional rights.
In an affirmative post on X, Elon Musk rightly points out,
"Children cannot consent. That is why there are laws protecting minors. Those who perpetrated this evil should be in prison for life."
High praise also came from Matt Walsh, Daily Wire podcaster, political commentator, and producer of the What Is a Woman and Am I Racist documentaries.
"Read through the whole EO on child mutilation. Spectacular stuff. I couldn't have written it any better. Trump is doing literally everything he can do in his position to put a stop to this barbarism. Now it's up to Congress to finish the job."
In a press release, U.S. Representative Mary Miller from Quincy, Illinois, chair of the Congressional Family Caucus, praises this important executive action, saying,
"I applaud President Trump for taking strong action to protect our children. The previous administration pushed the radical trans agenda on vulnerable kids while forcing taxpayers to fund it. Since coming to Congress, I have fought to ban gender mutilation procedures on minors and to protect our children from making irreversible decisions that they regret for the rest of their lives. Last November, the American people spoke loud and clear. We must end this barbaric practice. On behalf of countless parents and children across America, thank you, President Trump. The United States will no longer fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the barbaric so-called transition of a child." This follows the president's previous action to revoke Biden's harmful order promoting the chemical and surgical mutilation of children, mislabeled gender-affirming care, experimental medical interventions, such as chemical castration and genital mutilation, are based on ideology and are not founded in evidence-based science and medicine. Taxpayers will no longer fund these medical experiments on minors through federal employees' insurance plans.
Follow the money. As we've documented in previous articles, the transgender medical industry has ballooned in recent years and become massively lucrative. Globally, the gender reassignment surgery market was over $800 million in 2024, and it's anticipated to cross the $3.3 billion mark by 2037 if left on its current track. These numbers are nothing short of shocking. Another report by Grand View Research projected medical and chemical castration would become a $5 billion industry in the United States by 2030. The specifics are eye-opening. For example, hormone therapy. The U.S. sex reassignment hormone therapy market was estimated at around $1.72 billion in 2023, projected to reach $2.57 billion by 2033, growing at a rate of 4.08%. And then how about gender reassignment surgeries? The U.S. sex reassignment surgery market was valued at $2.1 billion in 2022, with expectations to reach $5 billion by 2030, growing by a rate of 11.25% from 2023 to 2030. And then how about, finally, pharmaceutical and medical services? Well, reports indicate that the industry, including both drugs and surgeries, had total revenues surpassing $4.4 billion in 2023, with projections to exceed $7.8 billion by 2030. The bottom line, transgender ideology is a wicked, corrosive agenda. It corrupts body, mind, and soul. Christians must speak out against these abuses and do all they can to protect children.